A polite request as protesters who are currently residing on DTDOT traditional territory and Tree Farm License 44 here on Vancouver Island, the nation's elected and hereditary chiefs supported by the DTDOT Guardians, as well as forestry personnel accompanied by the BC government, representatives of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, all politely asking them to leave. Here to talk more about this and share the perspective of the DTDOT Nation, elected Chief Counselor Brian Tate. Thank you so much for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Help us understand what is happening right now, because my understanding is these folks, they're on your traditional territories. You have asked them at least once to leave. There was a period of 7 days that transpired. What happened next?
We had a discussion of what our options were. So we chose a peaceful approach, and we talked to our neighbors, Pachidot and Huayet. As you may be well aware, that we have a tripartite declaration with the province. And we went over there and we politely asked them to pack up their gear, clean up their mess, and leave.
My understanding is they are claiming that they have been invited by elders of your nation. Is that correct?
That I don't know. I cannot confirm that, but... as you are well aware, First Nations are led by hereditary, and they are the highest authority. And in the election code, election nations, the elected chief is responsible for what happens in the territory.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any other urban town, municipality, or city, or reservation, people have their opinions, but they can't force their opinions on other. And it's just like a Democrat. Only a handful are speaking for the many who are against it.
This feels very similar to some of the issues that your neighbors, the Pachidot Nation, have had with protesters and whatnot. Now, our understanding is that they're not the same protesters per se, but there certainly do seem to be common threads. What do you think?
Yes, there was a few out there that were recognized from the Ferry Creek protesters over close to Port Renfrew.
Mm-hmm.
And they have issue with old-growth logging. And the part that was, I guess you could say, an insult, they didn't come speak to us as the elected council, and they didn't come speak to our hereditary system out of respect and follow due process to inform us that they were going to be out there.
I am often met with concerns, Chief, that there is an expectation that if not for protest actions like this, we would simply lose all of the old growth. I normally respond, that's ridiculous. The cultural significance of old growth forestry and maintaining that for generations to come from now until forever is of chief significance, that there's no way that that would actually be allowed to happen. What can we say at this time to reassure people that we don't need protests like this to ensure that these forests are properly taken care of?
Oh, we definitely do not need protesters like this. I informed them when I was speaking to them. There's many different ways to get your point across. Like, for example, the town of Yubo has signs all the way through its main road stating they don't want logging on Mount Holmes. And then there's the petitioning process where you can get your point across to provincial or federal governments. We here in DTDOT have an integrated resource steward management plan underway in which we had an agreement with the province.
Yes.
So we are in the process of doing all of that, and we're looking at the sustainability of various areas. The size is unknown yet, and we're looking at economic opportunities and cultural areas, significant areas, and medicinal harvesting areas. And it's compiling all the data we have and what we have out there and what we need to do. So we're not going to be clear-cutting everything and logging everything, and we won't allow other entities to do the same.
Brian Tate is the Chief Counselor, DTDOT Nation. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to leave with our audience today?
No, that's pretty much it. Thank you for having me on.
All right. If there's anything that we can do to help get out any information, please let us know, Chief.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.